We're talking about the secret place. That was perfect timing, wasn't it? That's our theme for the entire year in Grace Point Ministries worldwide. The secret place, 26. And this week we talked about love. When you enter into the secret place, you find love waiting there. Not just any love, but God's everlasting, unchanging love. The center of love is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. Now there is an amazing statement. It's mind-blowing and mind-boggling. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Jeremiah 31, 3. Listen to this. The Lord has appeared of old unto me. All right, now listen what he says. Saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, what a statement. What a decoration. See, the account before the statement comes after what happened. This statement came after what happened. Here's what happened. Israel had drifted far from God. They had hardness of heart, rebellion. Yet he said these words. Here I love thee. Now how long? Everlasting. That's another amazing thought. With a great love, the Lord loved us. Amazing. Now, when you're in that secret place, you feel the love of God. Now, who is speaking here? Not just anybody, not just somebody, not just everybody, but one. Jeremiah 31, 2 says, thus saith the Lord. That's what he said. That's what he told us. The one who died because he loves you. The one who gave his life at Calvary for you. That's right, for you. Say it aloud, for me. He died for me. Yes, he did. And he died for you. In the secret place, he reaches out to you and draws you close. It's close. And he expresses his love for you. He just reaches out. Now, when you think about this, the one with infinite majesty, glory, infinite might and dominion, power, reaches out because he said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I've heard people say over the years, well, I don't think God loves me. That's a deception. That's another deception of the enemy. No, I've sinned so much, I don't believe God can, you know, ever get me. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Wow. Note, I have love. That's what he said. I've loved you. The very essence of love is I must. It wasn't that I cannot, and another one that I'm not going to, or another one that maybe, or perhaps. Oh, no. I have loved you. I must love you. I cannot do without loving you. Who does he love? He loves you. Think of this. The more you think of this, the more amazing it is. And don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the enemy lie to you. No. No. Think of this. Think of this. What length does he go to love you? What length did he take? What action did he take to love us? It's an amazing love, and it's a great mystery. Now, he moves inward. It's a mystery. Now, he said this to Israel, who was absolutely in rebellion against him. I mean, they just rebelled. They were like little kids that when their mom says go to bed, they just rebel. You know what that is? They just sit there and rebel and rebel. No, no, I'm not going to do that. Go clean your room. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And yet, that's what they did to God. God says, I love you and I brought you out and I put you in this land and there you are and I bless you with every possible thing you could ever imagine. And you rebel against me? It applies to them, but how much more when you are in the secret place? God, I'm in the secret place. I'm near you in the secret place. You may not be in the secret place today. You may be listening to this and you don't realize how much God really loves you. I notice it's an everlasting love. How do you translate the word everlasting? I said this Sunday and it was recorded and it went into social media. As long as God lives, he'll love you. As long as God lives, he will love you. That's everlasting. That's boundless. That goes outside of the boundless realm, outside of time, because God, he doesn't function in time. He functions where there is no time. And when time is no more, he'll still love you. It should take just about 10 seconds and think about that. It goes beyond you. It goes beyond you. Beyond your grasp, beyond your calculation. It goes beyond your power to cope. It goes beyond you. It goes beyond your time. It goes beyond your world. It goes beyond your ways of thinking. It goes beyond working. I have loved thee. Everlasting, timeless, spaceless, love. Hallelujah. Now, what's interesting is that I did a word study on the word love in that passage. I have loved you. And when I saw it, it just warmed my heart. Because the word love there has the emphasis on like a mother loves a baby. That's why abortion is so evil. That's why abortion is so wrong. That's why abortion is hated by God. It's killing a baby that he loves like a mother. Think of that. So there you are in this special place called the secret place, where the Lord is loving you like a mother to a baby. That's why an abortion goes against the grain. That's why it's pure murder. Because it murders God's creation and it goes against the very fabric of motherhood. Wow. We're on just at the fringe of this. We're just reaching out. Now, perhaps a question can be asked. Can we really get a hold of this and understand it? Can we really understand this? The love is beyond us. Yeah, we can know his love. But there has to be another question. Got to ask it. How much do we love him? That's the question. Not that he loves us. We know that. But how much do we love him? We can understand that. We may not understand God's love to us because it's greater than our capacity. But we know it's true. But here's a question that we can understand. How much do we love him? Now, how much do you love him? And only you can answer that. Nobody else can. Only you. No one else has that ability. How much do you love him? Only you. See, you find his unconditional love in the secret place. If you're listening today and you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you're turning away the greatest love ever. I mentioned, a song about some artist had a song called Finding Love in All the Wrong Places. You better believe it. Absolutely. Looking for love in all the wrong places. There's a difference between L-O-V-E and L-U-S-T. And people get that confused because lust is about themselves and love is about somebody else. Lust is about what I want, what I want to do, where I'm going to go, who I am, what I don't care what anybody else says. It's me, 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 me. But real love is not me at all. It's actually you. It's about you. Love says, I will not hurt you. Love says, I will not damage you. Love says, I will not do anything against you. Love says, you're more important than I am. That's what love is. And that's what Jesus did. He says, you know, you're more important that I'm going to give my life to you. That's how important you are. That's love. Lust says, let me see what I can get from them, from her, from him. You see, that's what love is. Love says, I'll give everything for you. And you find this unconditional love at the foot of the cross. And at the same time, we learn that love is unconditional. Stay long enough. Stay long enough in the secret place. Stay long enough at the foot of the cross. Stay long enough and let him lavish his love on you. And you love him back. 1 John 2:5. Oh God, help us to love you. We can never love you the same way you love us because we don't have the capacity to do that. We can't do that. But we can love you to the extent of our knowledge of you. We can love you because you first loved us. We can love you because you cared for us and you love us more than we can understand. Thank you, Lord, this day for your love and your concern. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord. And that's been the ministry moment today.